story number 31. These next four stories or readings and their commentaries are related to some of the work of Jalaluddin Rumi. They're from the book Signs of the Unseen, the Discourses of Jalaluddin Rumi, which is a translation of his Fihi Ma Fihi. It's a collection of his lectures, discourses, conversations, and comments on various topics. In most cases, these were taken down by other people, either directly or, much is more the case, as remembrances of what took place. This particular portion I'm reading is from number 16 in the book that is W.H. Thaxton Jr., Shambhala edition, and it's only part of it. So I'll start here. My disposition is such that I do not want anyone to suffer on my account. I am not pleased when my friends try to prevent some people from throwing themselves on me during the sama. I have said 100 times that no one should presume to speak for me. Only then am I content. I am loved by those who come to see me, and so I compose poetry to entertain them lest they grow weary. Otherwise, why on earth would I be spouting poetry? I am vexed by poetry. I don't think there's anything worse. It is like having to put one's hands into tripe to wash it for one's guests because they have an appetite for it. That is why I must do it. A man has to look at a town to see what goods the people need and for what goods there are buyers. People will buy those goods even if they are the most inferior merchandise around. I have studied the various branches of learning and taken pains in order that the learned, the mystics, the clever, and the profound thinkers may come to me for an elaboration of something precious, strange, and precise. God, too, wanted this, for he gathered all this learning here and put me through all that agony that I should occupy myself with this labor. What am I to do? In our country and among our people, there is nothing more dishonorable than being a poet. Had we remained in our native land, we would have lived in harmony with their tastes and would have done what they wanted, such as teaching, writing books, preaching, practicing asceticism, and doing pious deeds.